USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Biden administration has re-implemented a travel ban to dozens of countries to stop the spread of coronavirus variants.
This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement today. The ban affects travelers who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. All international travelers ages 2 and up will have to present a negative coronavirus test result. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced this afternoon that the state's stay-at-home orders have been lifted.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve. Everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, testing starting to go back up, as well as vaccination rates in this state, but we are not out of the woods.
The easing of rules allows some businesses to reopen with restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection within the hour. A letter signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former officials in the Trump administration, encourages GOP senators to consider the evidence before voting. A former New York City hairstylist who started a campaign to encourage Democrats to leave their party has been arrested in the insurrection. 43-year-old Brandon Straka has been charged with several crimes. He made national headlines last summer after being banned from American Airlines for refusing to wear a mask. Dozens of children have been rescued from human trafficking in Southern California. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The FBI announced Friday they and 24 other agencies rescued 33 missing children, including 8 who were being sexually abused in Southern California. One adult has been charged with human trafficking. Operation Lost Angeles rescued the children ages 13 through 17 from an investigation that began January 11th.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Top aides to President Biden have begun talks on a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package with senators on both sides in hopes of passing the bill with bipartisan support. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car in a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.